Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So, yeah, that's what everyone, listen, that's what everyone's going to be talking about today. Mm. Cricket World Cup opening game, England versus South Africa, 11 a.m. South African time.
Can
everyone's
you beat
talking
it?
About it. It's,
yes.
It's the thing. It's the thing. However, Kerry Miller, is there maybe a small part of the market that we're leaving out?
Well, look, so. I'm going to not just say it's not just ladies. It's ladies and certain gentlemen who perhaps cricket's not quite for them. But
that's not cricket.
Good jawlines, outstanding facial features, excellent hair. Now that's something I can get behind. Yes, that's what she said.
What about the...
So like, look.
Okay.
They're skilled professional sportsmen. They're representing their country in the World Cup. But I have found and created a list of 10 specimens of cricket men who are also so blessed that they make us want to learn what the Duckworth-Lewis system really is. Oh, yes.
Eye candy.
So I have, in no particular order,
okay.
I have got together 10 of the Cricket World Cup 2019 men. Look, I have no idea if they're married or not. I have no idea if they're nice people. I'm purely going on what their faces look
I'll
like.
Tell you, I'll help you. With 11.
Why 11?
Because there's 11 players in every team.
Well, guess what, guys? Fun fact, there are 11 players in a cricket team. Don't say we don't teach you anything.
They're no red cards and cricketers.
Okay, so look.
Is this the top 10 hotties?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm so glad Jayshree's here. Jayshree, you wanted to listen to this also. No particular order. I'm going to start with the man whose name is extremely interesting, but his face, his eyes, he's homegrown, he's hot, and he can faff over me any day.
Married.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Guys, Faf du Plessis.
You don't need to put married people on the list, can you?
I said it. I don't know if they're married or not. I'm just going on purely what they look like. And he's
like
hot
that?
Enough to be.
You
like
gorge.
Darren, it doesn't matter.
Short, muscular, receding hairline. That's your thing?
I literally just saw a photo of him. I have no idea how high he is or how big he is. Anyway.
Okay.
Our next gentleman comes from England. He makes the pitch look like a runway. I'll take direction from you, Tom, Mr. Curran.
Oh. Oh, okay. Listen,
yeah, that
listen.
Makes sense.
Tom Curran could go, like, I will allow him to go on a date with my sister.
Yeah, no, he's fine.
Yeah, he's hot.
By the way, these are up on ECR.
I would go on a date with Tom.
Don't see it today.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, click on East Coast Breakfast if you want to see these guys. Our next guy comes from India. He's got that kind of facial hair that makes hipsters get some FOMO.
He's the king.
He's got the skills and the jawline to match. His name is Mohammed Shami.
Oh, Mohammed Shami, the tall mate,
I don't even know his name, but he's from India and he's gorgeous.
The bowler.
Yeah, the bowler, he's tall.
Okay.
Next on this list, so anyone in my family unfortunately has to stay away, but he has a smile and a face to match. He's got amazing hair and he's single.
And
he can teach us
awesome
cricket.
Golf.
He's a Miller.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's Miller time.
Okay.
From South Africa, David Miller. Moving on swiftly to New Zealand, mate. He's hot-ish. See what I did there?
Yeah.
His name is Ish. He's from New Zealand. We can look past that accent into his eyes and that smile. All of a sudden, New Zealand looks like a great place for a holiday.
All right.
Oh, then we go to Pakistan to Mohammed Hussain. He's got a baby face, and it's super sexy, but not in an inappropriate way. He's got that kind of like naughty varsity student vibe, and we love him.
Okay.
Back to South Africa to Kagiso Rabada.
Oh, KG Rabada.
Ooh, he's homegrown, and if I may say, he's just bloody gorgeous.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
He does make the sport look good, and if you get cold this winter, Kagiso, let me just say.
Hey?
This man looks like he is one celebrity survivor. He's a part-time surf instructor. Maybe he carves wooden masterpieces in his spare time, and he definitely cooks with coconut. He has blonde-tipped hair, and it's just what we need to keep us interested. He's from Sri Lanka, and his name is Malinga.
Yeah, the Oku Bowls.
Malinga.
Apparently Bowls.
Slinga Malinga.
He's so lovely. Last two guys come from West Indies. The first thing I'm going to say is, oh, Captain, my Captain.
Oh, yeah. Jason.
Oh, his accent alone makes me wish that the West Indies will make it to the final.
Yeah.
Yowzers, Jason Holder, you gorgeous thing. And then the last man, he is absolute gold, a goat. What's not to love about him? His hair, his smile. Chris Gayle. He is adorable.
Oh, the big man.
That's a good list.
West Indies to the final. West Indies and South Africa in the final. That's what I want.
Do you have pictures?
Yes, ECR did see today. Click on his ghost.
But wait. You didn't have any Aussies in that team.
Yeah, no, mate.
Why not, mate?
I don't know. They're not fine team this year.
You know what? It's completely understandable. Nobody wants to be around the Aussies.
Darren Wall, Gary Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.